Beautiful, as always. Thank you, Kathy. Good morning again. Please take time to read over the announcements found in your bulletin. If there are any kids, or adults for that matter, that would like to take a balloon home after service, please do so. Now, please stand and greet those around you and remain standing for our opening hymn. There is Within My Heart a Melody, found on page 550 of your hymnal, and we will sing verses 1, 3, and 4.
You know what? There is an adapter back there.
Is there an iPhone X adapter? I don't think there is. Because I don't have a headphone jack on my phone.
Can they?
Do you have? I could buy it on iTunes on like your phone or someone's phone and then pay you back.
You wouldn't have to pay me back. I don't have an adapter either.
Oh.
I don't have the jack.
I don't have the. See, I've always used my phone because I had the older iPhone.
If Rick was here, we'd probably know what to do. We can try just wiping it.
Yeah. I was just gonna use the stand. I was just gonna set it here, like the phone here, and have the stand, like okay. The microphone on the phone, and then just hold the microphone.
We might want to just do a test run of the music.
Yeah. And no swelling, so that's good too.
Before you actually start in this.
And then restart.
Yeah, maybe just because. I don't know.
We'll make it work.
When you get up, or just, you know, say that.
We'll make it work in our eyes.
Yes, we will.
We'll do it. We're good at that.
Would you turn to page 747, and we will do our call to worship as a, oh, no, that's the wrong one, sorry, 240. We will do our call to worship as a response. Spirit of God, we have gathered together in this place to pray and to make ourselves ready for your coming. Give us faith. Give us courage that we may not fear the tongues of flame.
Let all that is unworthy, impure, and sinful be burned.
Give us an open mind, Lord, that the truth you bring may make its home with us.
Truth to set us free. Truth to guide us and inform us. Truth to lead us in the way of your will.
Give us an open heart, Lord.
That we may seek all people for your realm and set no limits to the proclaiming of your word.
Holy Spirit, with the whole church, we wait for you in every place and in every generation.
Come wind, come fire, come truth, come love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Please pray with me. Gracious God, we are reminded again when the first believers in Jesus were given the courage to tell others about Jesus. We believe you give us that same courage to tell others about Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, O God, that sometimes we are fearful and feel alone. But just like that Pentecost long ago, we too are surrounded by your love and presence. Help us live in such a way that others see us in a reflection of your love. Help us have the courage to tell others about the difference it makes in our lives to trust in your love and care. Help us to see those around who want to be in the fellowship of Christians. Help us to witness to one another so that we grow in faith. Through the power of your Holy Spirit and the witness of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray the words your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
May be seated. We had planned this morning to have a baby dedication for Natalie Grooms. Unfortunately, she is homesick and mommy and daddy are sick too. We are so thankful that her big sister Mackenzie is feeling better and had a donut this morning, the first thing she'd eaten in a couple days. So we're glad Mackenzie is here with Grandma, and we pray for healing for all of the Grooms. We will take just a moment to share our prayer concerns. If you'll notice on the back of the bulletin, our card shower today is for Roger and Lorna Cook. If you'd fill out a prayer card for them or someone else that God puts on your heart and place that in the offering tray. We continue to pray for those living with cancer, including Dave Baker in Washington State and Mary Lee Stinson, one of our upstairs Wednesday quilters. Frank Burgess, Ed's brother, is home from the hospital, but he'll be going back to South Dakota on Tuesday to Rapid City for follow-ups. We pray for healing for him. We continue to pray for Virginia Yon's daughter and family as they recover from losing so much in a home fire. And we pray for Kay Murphy, a former member of our regional staff who did women's ministry in the Central Rocky Mountain region. She suffered a serious stroke this week, so please pray for healing for Kay. Susie Stewart is in the hospital with pneumonia. She is doing much better, and we're thankful for that. She continues to be under doctor's care, and we pray healing for her. The missionary we're lifting up today is Henry Brewer Calvert, who serves in the Dominican Republic. We continue to pray for Casper Police Officer Carlson and his family, for residents of Hawaii, and for all people who live in places of conflict in our world. Our prayer partners are the members of Milagro Christian Church in Pueblo. There's a sheet at the back of the sanctuary you're encouraged to sign and send greetings. Is there anyone this morning that we need to add to this list today? Dan.
Find out playing friend of mine. And prayers for his family and friends.
Prayers for a friend of Dan's who was a bricklayer, Don Taylor, who was killed when a house... Tom Taylor, who was killed when a house fell on him. Prayers for him and his family.
Just prayers for answers for the violence going on in the world right now.
Absolutely.
Texas, and that's just going crazy right now. Just pray we can find some answers.
Prayers for answers for violence in our world, especially with another school shooting this week in Texas. Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. O God, in moments of sacred silence and in shouted praise, we know your presence with us. Lord, we pray this day for your healing hand to be upon all individuals we have named, to be with their families, and to be with the situations in our world which we lift up to you. Bless those who are called to serve, called to live by the grace of the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Our worship service today features numerous gifts of music. This morning, we are blessed to hear from one of our youngest pianists in the church. Colin Stewart will play As Music Dawns. Thank you, Colin. We are so thankful that he is studying piano and learning to be a wonderful young musician. Colin and all of his friends are now going to head out to watch VeggieTales with Mrs. Grooms. They'll be at the boardroom at the end of the hall, so parents, you can claim them there after worship.
Our first scripture reading, we will do as a response as well. It's found on page 747. This time, that's right. 747 in your hymnals. Kathy's going to play the musical response first, and then we will respond. And every time there's an R, we'll sing the musical response again. Let's sing that, please.
Come into God's presence with a joyful song.
O come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into God's presence with thanksgiving. For the Lord is a great God and a great ruler above all gods. In God's hands are the depths of the earth.
And the heights of the mountains are God's also. The sea belongs to God who made it, and the dry land which God's hands have formed.
Come into God's presence with a joyful
come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hands.
Come into God's presence with a joyful song.
Our reading of Scripture continues this morning with just a brief portion of the story of Pentecost. In your Pew Bible, New Testament, on page 119, you'll find Acts chapter 2. We'll hear verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? O Lord, in this day of worship through music, we pray your blessing upon all. We pray, O God, that your Spirit would come again with the rush of a mighty wind, that when we see candles lit before us, we remember flames of fire resting upon your apostles. O God, may the fire of your love burn brightly within our lives. Bless our music this day. Bless the words of my mouth. Bless the meditations of each of our hearts and the work of our lives, that all may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. A brief reflection on Pentecost as the balloons in our midst begin to be stirred by the wind. When the day of Pentecost had come. Pentecost originally was a Jewish festival, also known as Sukkot, or the Festival of Weeks. It took place 7 weeks, 50 days after Passover. So for us in the Christian church, Pentecost is observed on the Sunday that is 50 days after Easter. That means that each year this date is a movable feast. It takes place at a different time because Easter moves with the seasons of full moon. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. This morning, we're all together here, getting tangled up together with each other in our spirits. We are all together here, including members of our chapel service, who usually worship at 8:15. They have graciously come at 10:10 so that together we may be one body in Christ. In Acts chapter 2, when it says they were all together in one place, if we want to try to figure out who they were, we need look no further than back at chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John, and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. So they, who were all together in one place, were the apostles minus Judas Iscariot. They were Jesus' family, his mother Mary, his brothers born of Jesus and Joseph the carpenter, and some other women, perhaps Lydia, who sold cloth in purple, perhaps Mary Magdalene, Salome, those women who had been present at the resurrection and who witnessed Jesus' body being laid in the tomb before it was raised. They, the closest followers of Jesus, were together. And he had promised to them that when he ascended to his Father in heaven, he would send the Comforter, the Counselor, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit to be upon them. They were together in one place. It was a familiar place. It was the upper room where they had met with Jesus to share the Last Supper. So we, like them, have come together all in this one place to again break bread and lift our hearts to the Lord and to glimpse what the Holy Spirit may do in our lives. Suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. In Greek, the same word, pneuma, means wind and spirit. This is obviously an event that was hard to describe or explain. There was a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. We have no idea what that actually looked like, that there were flames appearing among people. They were so filled with the Holy Spirit, it was as if they were on fire. Their faces started to glow. They all started to speak. It was an exciting, amazing day, perhaps even beyond our full comprehension. In our generation and in many generations since, the color red has been used to celebrate Pentecost as a reminder of those gifts of tongues of fire, those flames, and the Holy Spirit. In some churches, Pentecost is observed differently. In Great Britain, today is known as Whit Sunday, and the color of the day is white, the color of robes of those who are newly baptized. In some branches of the church among the Eastern Orthodox, the color of the day is green to represent new life, and worship includes new boughs and fresh-cut greenery being carried in. Among those fresh-blooming spring greens sometimes are brought roses, and in the Romanian church today is known as Rose Sunday. Pentecost is celebrated among all Christians in so many different ways. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. All of them, young and old, male and female, all of them were given the ability to speak. All of us, young and old, male and female, ordained and laity, all of us are called to speak of our faith in Jesus Christ. If we continue reading on the story of Pentecost, we hear of those different languages that were uttered. It's told that there were Jews from all countries living in Jerusalem, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, Cyrenes, Greeks, Egyptians, Libyans, all of them lived together. It would be an experience as if our church were located in the heart of a bustling city, and we had the windows open. And during worship, all of a sudden, we all began to speak at the same time, and people on the city streets outside the windows would hear in their own language from their own country. German and French and Spanish and Norwegian, Swahili, Tagalog, Arapaho, all the people walking by that gathering of God's believers heard in their own tongue proclamations about God. Now imagine if everyone here were to talk all at the same time, even in the same language, it would sound a bit like babble, a bit like noise. My sister told me a story this week. She was remembering a time when she was in college and she spent the summer living in Des Moines, Iowa with our grandmother. Grandma Graves went faithfully every Sunday to First Baptist Church in downtown Des Moines, so Debbie went with her. One Sunday, she said there was a missionary from Japan who came to speak to the congregation. He was the founder of a school that the church had supported. And so he came to give a report. This educator, though, only spoke Japanese. So he brought with him a student to serve as a translator who spoke both Japanese and English. Debbie said that the professor spoke. He talked about the school, the progress they had made, the work they were doing for Christ, and he thanked the congregation for their gifts. He would speak a little, and then the student would translate into English. Debbie chuckled as she remembered that experience. She said, the lady sitting behind her and Grandma commented rather loudly to her neighbor in the pew, there must be something wrong with my hearing aid. I can't understand a word the man says. Pentecost is kind of like God giving every person in the world a hearing aid that automatically translates into another language. Can you imagine what a difference it would make in the world if we actually all understood each other? If those who came from different cultures understood why we do the things that we do that seem odd or foreign. Can you imagine what the world would be like if every time someone spoke, whoever was listening to them understood? They didn't just hear the words, but they got it. So that grandparents knew what teenagers were talking about when that sounds like a foreign language. Can you imagine what the world would be like if everyone's heart was so filled with the love of God that when we met someone before we hadn't understood, suddenly because of that love, we just got it. That's the gift of Pentecost. For the world to be so filled with God's love that what to us sounds like just annoying noise suddenly becomes joyful praise. Psalm 95 calls us to sing unto the Lord, to make a joyful noise. On this Pentecost Sunday, we lift our music in praise to God in the hopes that our world will be blessed with love and understanding. Amen. Amber Rouse will share with us on her cello the song Sanctuary. If you're not familiar with this song, you might take out the purple songbook and turn to page 49, because the text for the song she is playing is there in that Chalice Praise songbook. And then you can follow along and meditate on the music message that she is giving us. This song is a call for us to become a sanctuary, a dwelling place for God's own spirit, that God may live in us. Lord, help us to be a sanctuary. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen. Thank you, Amber. When our lives become a sanctuary, a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit of God, we soon learn that God is mighty, God is strong, God is victorious. God is mighty to save, and through his Son, Jesus Christ, we are blessed with eternal life, our sins are forgiven, and we know the gift of salvation. I invite you to continue to be a sanctuary for God's presence as you reflect on how God is mighty to save in this solo by Michelle.
Okay, got it, there we go.
Thank you.
Amen. When we learn that God is mighty to save, then we join our lives with countless generations before who have stood firm upon the rock of faith. Our confession to Jesus that you are the Christ, you are the Son of the living God. You are the Christ, you are the first begotten Son, born from the love of heaven. And we are the church, and we will serve and glorify. We are the church to be a living sacrifice offered to God through all we are. Our praise continues with the peace upon this rock.
Shout it out now.
When the church is built upon the rock of faith in Christ, God's Spirit flows on through us. We invite you to join in the message of music this day by singing My Life Flows On, number 619 in the hymnal, and if you're able, you're invited to stand.
Thank you. morning. Pentecost is often celebrated as the birth of the church, remembering when Christ's followers gathered, were filled with the Holy Spirit, and planted the seed of God's word that grew into the church universal. Each year as disciples, our Pentecost offering helps sustain the birthing of new congregations across the U.S. and Canada. Planting a church can make a huge and lasting impression in the community it serves, says Terrell L. McTyre, Minister of New Church Strategies and Church Planter. By empowering the oppressed, praying for the disenfranchised, caring for the poor, and promoting hope in a fragmented world, the church can literally help change the world, he adds. Each year, half of our Pentecost offering is designed to remain in the central Rocky Mountain region to start and sustain new churches. The other half is used by Hope Partnership to support the recruitment, assessment, training, and coaching of new church leaders at events like Leadership Academy. Disciples are on course to start 1,000 new churches by 2020.
Today, we celebrate many things. And although she's not here, we celebrate the Spirit of God through a new baby in our church family, through the music of voices and instruments. And as we do every Sunday, we celebrate the Spirit of God who blows through our lives and our world, bringing us his power and his love and the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. May the love we find at this table be reflected in our lives. May the power we receive at this table make us peacemakers and healers. And may the Spirit who fills us again at this table lead us to be those who proclaim God's kingdom in every word we speak and everything we do. Today and through the rest of the summer, we will celebrate communion through intinction. You will come forward by the center aisle and receive communion and place your offerings in the plates and return by the side aisle. If you choose to remain seated, the diaconate will serve you there and the choir will be served in the loft. Let us prepare our own spirits for communion by singing Come Holy Spirit, Heavenly Dove, found on page 248.
We share the Savior's love at this table, where we gather together remembering the night when Jesus was with his friends in the upper room, that same place where they would be when the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost. On that night of Passover, Jesus took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and to us, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood poured out for you to forgive your sin and the sins of many. Each time we eat this bread and drink this cup, our sins are forgiven again. We open our hearts to the presence of God's Spirit, and we proclaim Christ's love for all the world. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray.
Bread. We remember that you are the bread of life. You feed our souls, you nourish our hearts, and you give us sustenance to run the race before us. As we drink from this cup, we remember that you are the giver of life. You are forgiveness, you bring deep peace to our souls, and your love flows within us. We thank you with all our hearts for the great price you paid when you were crucified on the cross for us. We dwell upon the intricacies and frailties of human life and the price you paid to set us free. Because of your love, Lord, there is within our hearts a melody. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Please pray with me. God, put a fire in our hearts and a song in our soul. Holy Spirit of God, fill the world with your peace, fill the church with your purpose, and fill your people with your power for the sake of your kingdom. Thank you for sending your Spirit to empower us and to be your witnesses in word and deed. May these gifts of tithes and offerings be blessed by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Kathy and Ann, would you please come forward? Is Lonnie here? Lonnie, are you here? Lonnie's not here. Would you guys come forward, please? Front set, people. I just wanted to say a special thanks to all of our pianists who have filled in over the year. You know, it takes a lot of dedication to come every Sunday or every Wednesday and play for us, and they have exceptional pianist skills, and they're lovely people, and we appreciate their wonderful music, and this is just a small gift of appreciation from the Worship Commission and from our church that we would like to give them. If you please give them a huge hand for filling in.
And again, the people of God said, Amen. We are heaven bound, and that gives us cause to lift every voice and sing. On Pentecost, voices around the world in all different languages sing praises to God, and we join with all the saints of the church through the ages and around the globe to sing our praises to the Lord. If there is anyone here who is looking for a church home, or if you have never given your heart to Christ and you are moved to do so, you're invited to come forward this morning as we stand and sing together number 631, Lift Every Voice and Sing. As we conclude our worship today, I would remind you, if you want to take a balloon home with you as a reminder of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God lifting your life, you are welcome to do so. There's coffee and refreshments downstairs in Fellowship Hall, and we hope that everyone will stay for a moment to greet one another and share in the fellowship of the Spirit. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us pray. O God, send us forth as a Pentecost people, filled with the joyous song of your love, that the melodies of our lives may weave together with the song of the universe which you have planned. Holy Lord, let us live lives of love and peace as we work for justice and share your grace. Make us a Pentecost people now and always. In Christ's name, amen. Amen.
in the communion room, and then it usually goes in the garbage because it's too hot.
Okay.